Super effort last night by the Renegades. It was a crushing win over the Sydney Six. It's always a bit of a joy for a Victorian lad to sit back and watch a Melbourne team knock over a Sydney team in any sport, and it was comprehensive last night. Man of the match, and just continues to take wickets for fun at T20 level, is Kane Richardson for the Renegades. Been good enough to join us. Kane, thanks for joining us again on the show, mate, and well played to you and the team last night. That was a terrific performance.
Thanks, Andy. Yeah, it's good to be back on the winners list and good to be back playing, but to bounce back probably from that 100-run loss on the weekend, I think it was, to win by 7 overs was a pretty good response. So hopefully now that can turn into some consistency in performance.
Does it continually have you shaking your head, Kane? You played a lot of cricket now, obviously, and you played a lot in this format. How violently form and results can swing from one game to the next?
Yeah, I guess it all just, it depends on personnel. And if someone has a day out, as it's shown in the competition so far, if a batsman has a day out, most of the time their team's going to win. So that's the unpredictability of it all, and that's why people love it, I guess. But I guess for us, it's just about finding those match winners and having more and more people contributing where they can to help us win.
What did you make of that wicket last night, I should say? When you were lining it up and you had first use of it, you know, with ball in hand, what was your assessment of the SCG deck?
Yeah, I think it was cool. I mean, we always talk about it in the field as we're going, but I think the word was it was quite good. There was a few balls that bounced quite a lot, but I think in comparison to what we've played on at Marvel Stadium, that, you know, there was quite a bit of bounce, so the boys were quite happy with it. Yeah. And then batting under lights, that was all part of the plan. We thought it would be better under lights, and I guess it probably showed that the way Harps and Tommy Cooper played, that the ball was coming on quite nicely.
I don't want you to get yourself into trouble here, but it has been one of the conversations around this BBL tournament. There have been a couple, but, you know, the quality, that, you know, the overall quality of pitches, and not that they've been bad pitches, but whether they've been totally conducive to the sort of wicket you need for, you know, attractive and lively T20 games has been a chatting point. Have you spent much time with your teammates talking about the overall sort of standard of pitches?
As I said, only on field we kind of quickly get around to, you know, the key people and get the word out of what we think the wicket is like. But I think, as you're saying, I think there has been some low scores throughout the tournament. And personally, as a bowler, I don't mind seeing that. But
yeah.
I think for the fans at home and people watching live, you want to see runs. And I don't know whether it's purely down to the pitches. I think maybe some batting teams have been off as well. I think the Sixers last night probably showed that in the power play. I just don't think they tried to score. So that plays in your hands as well. But I think probably the scores have been a bit low.
So we talked about, you know, the kind of fluctuating form. One young fellow whose form has been really solid in the last 6 or 7 games now is Sam Harper. And you mentioned him just a little bit early. What a pleasant surprise it is I wonder whether it is a surprise to you. You've seen him up close for a few years now. But I wonder, you know, what the expectations of Sam Harper like coming in, and what a bonus it's been for the Renegades that he's been producing at the level that he's been producing.
Yeah, I haven't seen a whole lot of Harps obviously playing in South Australia, and he's in Victoria, but he's just like a little pocket rocket. He's got this weird grip, and there's not much of him, but he hits the ball to, you hear 360 players, he is that, because he hits the ball to every part of the ground. He hits sixes for someone who's so small, he smacks them. So it's been really good to see him do that in the power play. And as I said last night, the way he came out and played along with Coops kind of killed the game for us. So expectations obviously going to be high now for him, and teams are going to start putting more work into him. But if you can hit the ball all around the ground, you're going to be pretty successful. So hopefully it keeps going.
He's such a modern player in this regard, isn't he, Kane, that he's got the ramps and the laps, and he doesn't mind taking them on no matter who's got ball in hand. He's very much a player who seems to be suited to this format.
Yeah, he's just fearless, I think, and it's probably a thing with a lot of young cricketers around the country at the moment. These young blokes coming through, they're not afraid to step across their stumps first ball and try and hit it for six. So we've given him a nickname. We call him Young AB. He's a bit like AB de Villiers, I guess.
That's
a fair rap to get, but he just hits the ball to those kind of parts that AB de Villiers does. You know, he gets down on one leg and sweeps them, and he's a good little player. So, as I said, expectation will go up, but he's a great kid. He's got a level head, so I'm sure he'll keep being successful.
I noticed AB de Villiers said this week that he's, you know, ready to go back to Pakistan Super League and start playing over there again. They've obviously had some challenges as a nation, you know, being a safe place for international teams to go. I'm not sure how much cricket you've played in the PSL up there, but is that something that's on your radar as well, to get up there and play some more cricket?
Well, I actually toured Pakistan in 2007, I think it was, with the under-19s Aussie team with, I think, Josh Hazlewood and Mitchell Stark and those kind of boys were on the tour. So we actually saw a little bit of the country then. Obviously, times have changed a little bit since then. So, George Bailey, Tim Payne, I think Ben Cutting went last year with the World 11. So there's been a little bit more exposure to cricket in Pakistan lately. So, but once again, it's for the people to make those decisions. And if they think it's safe, then blokes will go.
Yeah, absolutely. Where are you at, Kane, with your aspirations? It's obviously, we spoke to Billy Stanlake at the top of the show. It's a huge year coming up for Australian, you know, cricket and Australian cricketers with some, you know, World Cup and Ashes campaigns. So how front and centre in your mind is doing whatever you need to do to get yourself in the frame to be part of that World Cup squad?
Yeah, I actually got asked this last night, and my answer was probably a bit of a cliche, but it's the truth, and I haven't thought about that at all. I think I've been in and out of the one-day team for a few times now. You kind of learn over the journey just to control what you can, and that's by playing at the moment for the Renegades and doing well, and I'm having a lot of fun here at the moment. It's been a really good kind of month and a bit with these blokes, and the Aussie team hasn't even popped up on my radar at all because I feel like I'm a fair way down the pecking order now in fast bowling. So if anything happens in that, then I'll start to worry about it more. But at this stage, I think I'm so far down the order that I'm pretty comfortable with where I sit.
So we got the big derby on Saturday night. I haven't seen anything. Maybe there is some news about this that I've missed. But is it your understanding that all the Australian blokes from the ODI squad will be available for selection in that one on Saturday night?
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure either. I know it's been reported that Finchie's back for us, but you know, I heard Andrew McDonald say that maybe he's not. So, to be honest, I have no idea. I'm probably the last bloke to ask anyway, because I tend to not know who's playing any game anyway. I didn't even know Coops was going to open the batting last night until he walked out the bat. So, I hope they are. Obviously, for the product, to have all those boys back would be good. And it's not too hard to drive across town and play a T20, you know, the next day. So hopefully they're out there.
And are you feeling the extra, just before I let you go, are you feeling the extra games in the schedule? Is it becoming, you know, apparent to you that, oh, yeah, no, there are a couple of extra rounds in this thing this year? Are you starting to feel that?
Well, I missed the last two with a bit of hammy soreness, so I'm feeling pretty fresh now. So, but, yeah, I think this month, January, is a bit of a grind. You know, games every two or three days, and you kind of roll on. So in terms of the body feels good, but it's more mental. You just got to keep rolling on and ride the wave, and if it's going well, great. If you're losing, then you always got another opportunity to do well the next game. So, it's enjoyable because the carnival keeps going.
Keep going, mate. Keep up the good work and good luck on Saturday night. Thanks for joining us.
Beautiful. Thanks, Andy.
Kane Richardson joining us. MelbourneRenegades.com.au is the place to get some tickets or get them at the gate for Saturday night's derby.